Welcome to Threads Podcast, Life Unfiltered. I am back from Colorado. I did make it out alive and not high, which is an accomplishment in Colorado.
Did you smell a lot of weed?
Oh, you smell a lot of weed. There's lots of places to buy weed. In fact, the day we left, they made it so that you could smoke weed inside, somebody told me. So, like, going back to, like, bars and restaurants when you could smoke, like,
really?
Just normal cigarettes.
It must be just certain places.
I don't know. Somebody just told me that as we left, but we were on our way out of the state, so it didn't bother me anymore. Anyways, welcome to Threads Podcast, Life Unfiltered. We are a place for unfiltered dialogue about Jason's favorite subject, faith, and then mental health and uncomfortable conversations. Jason, what are we doing now that I'm back?
We are glad that you're back. We're going to just kind of do a personal format again, kind of. Mike, really what's weird is you came back from, or we did Tough Mudder.
Yep.
We recorded after that, and then you kind of...
peaced out.
Well, yeah, we talked a little bit during the week, but then Friday you left,
yep.
And then you were gone. So we really haven't had a ton of time hanging out. So we're just going to kind of do a personal format and then touch on a little bit of... the show from last week, a section of that show. So
we're going to get personal.
Who sings that?
Don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, yes. At least you don't know. So I wanted to start with some weird news. And I wanted to start from my state where I just lived, which is Colorado. I just lived there for a little bit. I want to start with an article from there about ice cream.
Okay, I like ice cream.
I'm supposed to click on this. I'm doing a really good job.
That's okay.
Open it. You know, you used to just be able to click on them.
I did. I'm already in.
It's not working for me. So there was an ice cream, or there was a town in Colorado where there was a law against ice cream trucks. What in the world does Aurora, Colorado have against ice cream trucks for 65 freaking you.
Okay, I see what it is.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to say before I read it that it's dangerous for kids, which it is.
Yeah, but still.
Do you have ice cream trucks by you?
Yes, and they do not go by enough.
You know, that's funny. We don't have them much either. We hear them, and I think they went by one time this year so far, and we didn't get any. I told the kids no.
You always should say yes to an ice cream truck.
No, it's time for dinner.
So?
Screw them kids.
What? No wonder you're...
No wonder what? What were you going to say?
No wonder kids hate you.
Oh, that's...
You don't let them get ice cream.
That's rude.
I know, that's why I was taking it back.
But yeah, you went too far.
I went too far. But our rule is anytime there's ice cream truck, you buy from it because you don't know when it's going to be back.
That's true. That's actually a good point. This just got overturned just July 1st
this
year.
I mean, this is also me just Googling weird news, and this is what comes up with. First legal ice cream truck purchase in an ice cream truck in the city of Aurora for over 60 years. We'll link it in the show, but then they show some dude really dressed up getting ice cream.
Well, what's funny is that you were in Colorado, and this is a Colorado story.
Hence why I thought.
I thought you specifically looked for Colorado stories.
No, I just looked it up. It's one of the things that popped up. Because apparently, if you are like me and like weird news, you can Google it. And HuffPost has weird news, and other places do too. But 65 years, what is wrong with those curmudgeons?
I don't know. I mean, Colorado, they're super woke. Like, you would think that they would not have those stupid rules.
And I'm really surprised that it does not have weed in it, you know, in the ice cream.
Weed ice cream?
So there is ice cream with CBD in it in Colorado.
But
it's all over there.
But say, here's the thing. Like, even my CBD, it still has a little bit of a weed taste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I drip it underneath my tongue.
Yep.
And if you're supposed to let it sit there. If you swallow it right away, it's straight weed.
Yeah.
It's gross.
And there's some that has THC, some that doesn't, all that. But anyways, this is so interesting that of all things, they ban ice cream and they unban weed before ice cream trucks.
Well, they didn't ban ice cream. They banned the ice cream
trucks. Ice cream trucks.
Yeah.
What is wrong with these people?
All right. Calm down, Mike.
Colorado.
Mine's way better. Mine's a little bit longer, though. So
yours is Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla Day. Why the former Mets player gets $1.19 million every July 1st. If you didn't know what it's about, July 1st is the day he'll collect $1.19 million annual payment from the New York Mets like he's done every July from 2011 through 2035. It's all part of a deferred compensation deal that the now 57-year-old Bonilla struck with the team after their 1999 season. The deal was an alternative to the team paying him $5.9 million that he was owed at the time. He hasn't played in the majors since 2001 and will continue receiving these annual payments until he's 72 years old. basically, disgraced finance, according to CNN, disgraced financier Bernie Madoff played in an indirect role in Bonilla's long-term deal. Back in 1999, the New York Mets wanted to let Bonilla go, but the team still owed him $6 million. The team's owner, Fred Wilpon, invested in Bernie Madoff's account and thought he'd be poised to receive a huge profit. So when Wilpon chose to defer the payments so the money could be invested, Wilpon unknowingly was one of Madoff's many Ponzi scheme victims. Madoff died in 2021 after 150 whatever. So basically what happened was he said, okay, I'll defer the payment. I'll invest the $6 million into Bernie Madoff and lost it all. And so, yeah.
So instead of paying him $5 million, they're paying him like $35 million.
Yeah.
Because it's $1 million point something.
It's 29.8 million.
Oh, yeah. I just read that down.
Yeah. And isn't that crazy? And then somewhere else I saw someone commented, and I didn't research it or confirm it, but he was getting like $500,000 a year from another team too for something.
Wow.
So I don't know. That guy, I don't know if he was like trying to help the Mets out or if he's just like thinking long term. I'm like, this could be a good thing for me.
Yeah. I mean, knowing that you'd get paid roughly $30 million versus five.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be really hard to invest that and make money without a Ponzi scheme. So yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's great for him. But he's like, he hasn't played since 2001 and he's getting $1.2 million a year.
I was still in high school. I was out, weren't you? No, I graduated in 2002.
Oh, yeah. You're younger than me.
Oh, two.
You're going to be 40 next year.
I'm turning 39
in August. In August 20th.
25.
Okay.
Close enough.
I don't know. Natalie said she wanted to go
out. Well, I think that was one of the dates that was near my
birthday. Yeah, no one confirmed. I've asked twice. Is that the only date available? And here we are I've said the F word almost three times, mid-July. So.
Well, I mean, give her a little grace. We were like traveling to Colorado.
You know, I asked way before Colorado, so no grace given.
No, her mind was consumed with Colorado too.
So, can you smoke weed inside Colorado? Marijuana and tobacco smoke are subject to the Colorado Clean Act, which prohibits smoking in most indoor places. Marijuana smoking is permitted in licensed marijuana hospitality businesses and licensed retail marijuana hospitality and sales businesses.
Ooh.
So.
Happening.
I don't know.
It smoke it everywhere.
It could be old.
But imagine smoke. Like, imagine Dude. Even if you could smoke anything inside again.
Why do you think I don't go to casinos?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I want to go eat the food there. I could care less about the gambling. I want to go to shows there. I'm not going if there's cigarette smoke in there.
Yeah.
Won't do it.
See, and the health risk doesn't bother me. It's this. I don't want to smell like it for 52 days.
Well, it's not the health risk. I mean, that's not. It's the smell.
Yeah.
I'll get a headache. It smells gross.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if you're at a concert, and most of the time, it's not cigarettes, it's weed. And I'm like, I'm fine with that. You're at a concert, people are partying. And the bouncers, they do not give a shit about weed. If you light up a cigarette in there, they're gonna toss your ass out.
Isn't that funny?
Because it's gross.
But both are gross.
I mean, weed's okay. I'm not it doesn't bother me too much.
So, okay, it is only if they have good weed. And I'm not a big weed guy. But there was this house we were looking at. And we're like, it smells kind of like smoke, but it doesn't smell like weed and not like normal smoke. Like, what in the world? Found out that he was a chef for some big rock and roll band back in the day.
Oh, really?
And he had this hookup to really good weed that wasn't skunky.
Mm.
But I was like, oh.
Most weed is.
It's skunky.
I'll be honest with you. If I smelled that in a house, I never would buy it.
Yeah.
Megan wouldn't either. She'd be like, nah.
Well, that was our thing. Like, it just stunk like smoke. It's like, it's never. But it didn't smell like normal.
I know what you're saying.
Cigarettes. It didn't smell like. I was like, what in the world is this? Hmm. And our real estate agent just put that on his feedback.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, well, it is legal and all that. It's like, that's fine.
But. Yeah. It's just, this is my opinion. It's funny. I haven't done any cannabis in so long.
Yeah.
I go in spurts where I'll just use it like crazy. But I mean, it's probably been like 8 months, maybe even longer.
It's a long time.
No, I take that back. Towards the end of my training before the 25K, I took some edibles for recovery.
Because you were dying.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. So, Jason, you're supposed to transition.
Yes! I was going to let you go. Yes, I'm always the one that screws that up.
Dang it.
Yes!
It's
made my night.
Wah, wah, wah.
So, just checking in. It's been, you know, like a week and a half. Mike had zero cell coverage. The one time we did talk, it was so funny because I think I had sent a message. I sent messages just, I knew you'd get to them when you got to them. And then all of a sudden I saw you go online. I'm like, what the hell?
Because I was grabbing pizza.
Correct.
And in town there was service. And then I got caught in a cattle drive.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Stopped in the road.
Which was super cool.
It was cool. But I'm just sitting there messaging you. I'm like,
yeah, it was funny because, you know, on Telegram, you can see when people go online. I'm like, holy shit, he's online. So anyways, so Mike's been gone. So we're just kind of going to catch up a little bit. We'll let Mike take the main part of it. I don't really have a lot, so I'll go first. You know, it was kind of a four-day weekend for me. I actually asked to work Friday because I wasn't going up north.
Okay.
As you know, there's been some work in progress with mother-in-law. And
some tension.
Some tension, working on some boundaries and stuff like that. And so Megan being the nurse schedule, she, you know, normally she would just take time off. Well, you can't do that anymore. You have to put your time in at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
I mean, you can do a no call or you can do a call, just a call in. You know, and then it is ding you for PTO.
It's points, certain points.
No, right? They don't do points.
Oh, they don't?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought there was so many of those you could do in a year.
There probably is, but I've never heard Megan talk about points.
Okay.
So, but anyway, so I asked to work Friday. We're actually ahead of schedule. So he said no, which is shocking that he told me no. I'm like, I'm volunteering to work on a holiday weekend. He's like, nobody can work. And I'm like, okay.
So there wasn't enough work, and he probably didn't want to have to stay in the shop, right?
No, we've worked, like, he's gone on a week. He was just in New York, and we did it all by ourselves.
True.
It's totally fine. We're completely self-sufficient. It was more like, you know, they schedule a certain amount of rain days when they're forecasting, and we got, like, what, an inch and a half of rain in June? Yeah. We didn't lose any days to rain. So then we're cranking out the work, so he's like, you guys are going to run out of work.
Yeah, we put a pause on this.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't get paid, so I didn't get paid for Friday or Monday. We don't get holiday pay either, which I'm fine with. I get a good hourly rate, so it's whatever. So didn't work, and then Saturday I got up, and I picked the kids up, and I drove all the way to the cabin. I went pee, I said hi, goodbye, and I was out the door 10 minutes and drove all the way back home.
So what is that round trip?
About 6.5 hours.
You did 6.5 hours.
Yeah. I was back home by 3 o'clock.
So those boundaries are important to you right now.
Well.
Or is it just that you'd be without Megan? Or both?
So the new boundaries are new, and we haven't been around her since those were established. Okay. And they were established by Megan.
Okay.
I'm sure it would have been fine. But I decided that it'd probably be best if I just stayed home.
There you go.
I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but I think it's better that Megan interact with her, which she's come, as we record this is Tuesday timestamp. She's leaving on Thursday for the weekend. So then I'll have
time alone again.
Again, with nobody. So that's been nice. I actually kind of miss Sully. It's not that I don't miss Avery. Avery's just, we don't talk a lot, and she just like sits on her little couch and texts her friends, and I don't know. I just kind of miss him just, I don't know.
You miss him being Sully around here.
Yeah, that's all it is. Like, he doesn't talk to me a lot either. He does his thing.
Yeah, he just does fun stuff, random stuff around the house.
Yeah, he just asks random questions. It's always unique at the dinner table, and so it's just like, yeah, I kind of miss him. But they won't be back till Sunday.
So how many hours of video games have you played?
Dude, I've played a lot of video games. I mean, Friday through Sunday, I played at least 2 to 3 hours a day.
Because you weren't messaging me.
Nope. I did have a podcast to edit for a client.
Okay.
So I spent about 3 to 4 hours doing that.
And Megan was at work.
Megan was at work.
No kids.
Yeah, I actually watched a show. I watched that. Have you heard? Do you watch a lot of Netflix or not? We don't really talk about. There's a documentary about the fundamentals in Utah. What was his name?
Natalie started watching that or wants to watch that.
It's 4 episodes. That's it.
Yeah, either she has or she was telling me a little bit about it. It was a creepy show.
Yeah, it's okay. How could I Google this? Netflix.
Oh, what's that show Utah. Name? I think she's watched it.
Utah. Netflix Utah cult. Hold on. Nope, that's not it.
LDS? Was it the LDS though?
Yeah, it was. Oh, Warren Jeffs is the name of the guy that was the cult leader. Sweet, Pray, and Keep Sweet, Pray, and Obey. That's yes. the name of it.
Okay.
So I watched that. So you
spoil it for me.
You want me to spoil it?
Yeah. No. Spoiler alert.
Basically, what comes down to it is like they were just kind of weirdos, and they at the beginning before the Warren Jeffs, the son took over.
Okay.
And the father. Do you know anything about that religion?
A little bit.
So they believed that the prophet would never die, who was...
Oh, yes. Natalie's telling me about this.
Correct. And then he did die, and then the son took over. So the way that the quote-unquote, the original prophet had it, I think I was fine with it. No one was underage. They were all 18 when they got married. Each husband had three wives. Technically against Utah law, but no one ever prosecuted. Yep. They kept to themselves. I was fine with it. Then child brides came along, and rape, and slavery, and it got off the rails.
Now, Natalie told me the way that the son got around the prophet never dying was that the dad was now living through him, right?
Yeah, he just made up some bullshit. I mean, the dad was kind of saying that he was kind of, what do you call it? Not grooming. Yeah, grooming his son to be the leader,
yep.
I guess. I mean, but the dad had like 67 kids, so it's like he had a lot of boys. I don't know why he picked this guy out, but this guy was...
Wacko.
I encourage people to watch it. There's really no spoiler alerts. I mean, there's not like there's this.
Well, I mean, you can Google it. So now didn't the son like make it so that the men were not there? Like he got rid of people who were older and wiser?
Yeah. So towards the end, he started getting nervous. And so he started breaking families up. That's another thing, too.
Oh,
he would just kick the men out of the religion, and then he would assign the wife and the kids to another guy.
So somebody who wasn't fighting back.
Correct.
Oh, creepy.
It's really good. And the sick part, Mike, is it's still going on right now.
No way.
He is in prison for the rest of his life, but he is still able to communicate with people there.
Okay.
So I really want to... You made me think about turning my phone off as yours went off. I really want to research it and see if there's still active investigations going on, because they did all the timestamps and then it fast forward to 2021. And I'm like, some of the people that spoke out, they're like, yeah, I still have sisters there and my mom is still there. They won't talk to me. They don't believe me.
And people won't speak out, and probably made it harder to prosecute everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really, really good. And I love it. Only four episodes, like 45 to 50 minutes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did that. Well, you know, I talked to...
Yeah.
It's going to be a rabbit hole show.
It's going to be a good show.
I talked to Megan about why I don't watch TV. It's because I don't have an area where I can watch it to watch inappropriate stuff.
Yeah.
And that's... Megan's like, that's why she stays up so late. So I could watch it down here, but I don't have a couch.
Yeah.
I could watch in the bedroom, but then I'm laying in the bed. I don't like watching
it. Yeah.
And then I have the TV in the living room. I can't watch that shit when the kid's around.
Sully's like, what in the world's going on?
Right. I can have three wives, Dad?
No, you do not want three wives. You know, you could put a couch over there.
You know, I've actually thought about it. Yeah, but then it's too far away over there.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
You could
figure it out. I could figure it out.
What if instead of a table, we just do the show on couch and chairs?
I have too much equipment. It'd be too hard.
If
I had a producer where I could stick in the corner and they could run everything.
We should have a producer. Who wants to be a producer?
I have a producer on a gig show, but it's remote.
It's not the same.
So, yeah, I would do a chair thing where no computers or whatever. I definitely would do that.
Yeah, but that'd be fun.
I miss the kids. I'm in some pain, Mike. I have not worked out.
Your body's weird like that.
Hip flexors are very... In fact, I dropped down and did something the other day, and pain shot up in my hip flexors.
So did you, like, cry? Was it that hard of pain? Like,
no,
not, like,
no, no,
cry,
no, no,
but
no.
Like,
But I'm like, why are these sore? I have rested my legs. I have done no running. It'll be 3 weeks on Saturday.
Okay.
Why am I still having pain?
So here's what's funny about you. Now that you say that, remember when your hip flexor or your whatever started? It was when you went to Nashville.
You sat a lot.
You didn't run and you sat.
That's right.
What is wrong with your body? It gets pissed because you're not...
That I'm resting. That's actually a really good point. I never thought about that. That's a good callback.
Because that's the only other time you've like had it flare up.
Yeah, since we started working out.
Yeah, is you doing nothing.
And after Nashville, it was messed up. Remember that?
Yeah. It's almost like your body like, nope, you must work out.
Yeah, like if you're going to work out, we're doing it full time, bro.
But you're talking about before you worked out, your feet were hurting and all this. It's like your body needs to work out. otherwise you die.
I mean, seriously, what is going on? Apart. I know. I've had the most aches and creaks, and I'm like, how am I going to start running next week? Like,
it'll actually probably be better. Your body will be like, yes, we're moving.
We're moving again. So that's going on. And then the last thing I want to touch on, and this just pisses me off, and I, and this is just, I don't have to do this, and no one has asked me to do it, so I want to get that out in the before we talk. So in the studio, if you watch the video, I usually have an American flag back there, and it's I bought it from Hobby Lobby. I mean, it's just it looks like it's like stained. It's all roughed up, and it's not. It's manufactured, and I do love America. Like, America is great. Now lately, I've been really stressed about it.
Yep.
And it's not great. I mean, I live in the greatest country in the world. I have all the freedoms I want. So I'm not talking about those kind of things, just things going on around America. As you know, Eileen, as the show has been created, I've really changed my views on life. And I lean farther left than Mike does, but we're kind of in the middle. And I guess my point is, I meet a lot of people through podcasting, and they see that American flag, and they see this big beard, and they see my hat or whatever I'm wearing. I used to have an American flag hat. I don't even wear anymore.
I remember that.
Yeah. I don't want people to think I'm a Trumper. I don't. And whether I'm being a bitch by taking my flag down, and you can call me out, I'll have a discussion with you. But I'm like, I was on a show, and it doesn't matter it was the or two people of color, but I was on a show. And I'm like, they see that flag and they look. I didn't know them. I had just met them through another host of the show for the gig show. And I'm like, they're probably looking at me. Like, we had a great time. Like, they didn't. We interacted fine. We were laughing. But I mean, they're probably thinking I'm a fucking Trump. Oh, there it is. But
can you imagine though? Like, and you felt embarrassed.
I felt bad for them.
Yeah.
I was like, they think I'm some. I mean, sorry. For whatever reason, the American flag has been tied to the Patriots and the Trumpers, and a lot of them are bigot and racist.
Yeah.
A lot of them are.
So I'm all for taking down flags. It's been my thing. But what if you taking down your flag is them winning, Trumpers? I just thought of that as we're sitting here. What if you taking it down means that they win because it's for them, the crazy
conservative? No, because then there's not a flag up. They want the flag up regardless. They didn't win anything.
Or are they proving that that those who are more liberal
aren't patriotic?
Yeah. What if it's them winning?
I don't know.
Are you going to stick it back up?
I don't know. But,
I know.
But people that are listening, if you watch the live streams behind me in my camera, there's a flag there, and I did take it down today. Mike saluted it. I did leave it up for the 4th of July, but I did seriously purposely leave it up the 4th of July. But yeah, I don't know what I should do. I don't know either. That's the first time I've taken it down since I built the studio. So
wow. And it always looked like it had balls on it.
Why?
However that design was looked like balls.
Oh, I didn't really look at it.
It was always like
the stain? You mean the stain inside of it? Yeah. Somebody probably did that in the factory, you know what
They're
I mean?
They're probably like, this will be funny. See who likes this.
You know, there's a bunch of people I follow on TikTok that are like woke guys and like for the left, and they all have big beards. I feel like I need to message them. Like, how do people respond to you in the real world?
I have a perfect thing for you. You keep the flag up, but you stick it upside down.
I thought about that too.
Showing like there is something wrong going on, and I am patriotic, but I want to let you know that it's broken right now.
That's a good thought, Michael.
Can we stop and do that? Can we put the flag on?
I'm not going to do it right now, but we'll have more discussion about that.
I mean, it's your studio, so you can do what you want.
It's not my studio.
Yeah,
most of this, I pay the electric bill. The only thing the business pays is half the internet bill. Everything else.
This is your.
Well, this has all been bought by the studio.
Yeah.
Like, everything on this table I didn't pay for. So, Mike, after all that, tell me about Colorado. Why the hell did you go to Colorado?
Well, I went there because it's the most beautiful state in the country.
It is pretty there.
Like, you have snow-covered mountains, you have lakes, you have other mountains, you have different rock formations. And we love bringing our students there because it has no cell phone service.
I know.
And it's hard as an adult, but it's so good for them because they don't have Snapchat. They don't have that. I learned even more from my students about the crazy rules that they have with each other on Snapchat.
Like the streaks and stuff?
Well, there's streaks, but
my son does a streak, my older son with a buddy. But
yeah, there's
what else?
Streaks, but then if you're mad at somebody, you might take a picture of part of your face. If you're really mad, you'll take a picture only of the ceiling. So instead of not talking to them, you'll take a picture of the ceiling.
What?
So that they know that you're mad at them. And some of your face means you're kind of mad. And it's all of these rules. And I'm just like, what in the world is wrong with this society?
Yes. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
My daughter doesn't have that. We don't let her have it.
And so. We had one student who, because we didn't have service fully one day, because when we'd go out for trips or hike a mountain, you could get service again, but at camp, you can't. And that day, they had their friends sign on to their Snapchat so their streaks wouldn't end. And we're like, that's not even you keeping your streak alive. Like, anyways, it blew my mind. So we love that the fact that there's like no cell phone service. So most of the day, they have nothing. They cannot be, I mean, they're on their phone and it does nothing. It just has maybe some games if they like go to the bathroom and have some games.
Question, like Avery's going to Young Life camp. They collect the phones.
Yeah, but then, see, what's great when it's cell phone service going away, it's not me being the bad guy. It's just the environment.
That's true. Like where they're going, they probably still were the Young Life. I don't know where the Young Life camp is, but probably the same place it was that you went.
Yeah. Well, there were two of them. Timberwolf and the one in Minnesota. So anyways.
Oh, this is the Timberwolf. But so they probably have cell service, so they probably that's why they collect them.
You know what's funny, though? You actually can buy something that will block cell phone service in an area.
Yeah. Comedians do it all the time. Or you put it in this bag.
Yeah.
And then it.
Yeah. But anyways, so I get that they do it. So anyways, that's nice. And then just getting up into the mountains is just a beautiful place to be. So we were there. We got there Sunday. We left Friday. Beautiful, wonderful. But then the train ride home from hell.
Okay, so hold on. Before you jump in.
Yeah. You can ask questions.
So last year you drove vans down there.
Yes.
Why did you decide to do a train this year?
Every 15-passenger van or 12-passenger van back in February for this week in the whole Grand Rapids area was sold out.
Oh, wow.
Every single one.
Why?
During COVID, they sold off a lot of their vans because they're hurting for money.
Gotcha.
And the 15-passenger vans, you rent less than other vehicles. So they figured, hey, we'll sell these. We can get money for them. But now Ford, even like contractors, can't get Ford Transits.
Oh, really?
And I think, as I'm thinking about this, I bet Amazon is buying a bunch of them too.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what. A lot of those are Mercedes. But
they're buying those Transit vans, which means other people are trying to buy other ones. So I bet all that combination is making it hard. So there's just not as many. So I was like, well, I want to get these students out here. We'll looked at planes. Well, planes are like $700 a person when you do group ones. This was less than half that. So it's like, okay, and on our trip out there, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
The drivers were not tired because usually you drive and you're exhausted and you sleep on the church floor.
It sounds great when everything's great. Like, oh, they get to chill on the train and just hang out with their friends and walk around.
There's a whole car with like tables and other things. So they played a bunch of euchre.
Yep.
Like they enjoyed it. So that was wonderful.
Okay.
But then the ride home, we end up dropping off the students and 1 liter at the train station. And then we brought back the rental vans. And then we were going to Uber back. That's why I asked you all of the Uber questions.
Yep.
My first time ever doing Uber.
That's funny.
So as we're driving out there, we get a text from the leader who was there. Our train has been delayed 2 hours. Okay, whatever. Yeah. Like, we'll still make our connection to Chicago. Be good. By the time we get back, it was 3 hours. Then it jumped to 4. So our train comes 4 hours.
So what was the time you were supposed to leave?
7:30. And it was 11:30. We end up getting on the train.
P.M.?
Yep. So we get on the train at 11:30 p.m. and we sit there and we're like, what in the world? And so some of us go out and check and there's a brake broken. So they're fixing a broken brake. As they're doing that in the car we're in, they break the axle. Yep.
Oh, no.
So axle's broken. We're 3 hours over the 4 hours we wait. We're 7 hours late. And we're like, what in the world? And like, hey, if you guys want to leave, you can go to the car where like there's the tables and that, but the chairs do not recline. I'm like, I don't care. As long as we get out of Denver, like I want to get us to Chicago.
Yeah.
I have 30 some people, 29 are minors. I need to get us out of here.
Yeah.
So we get stuck in this car. Like there's like I slept on the floor. Other leaders and kids slept on the floor of an Amtrak. It smells bad. In case you didn't know that.
Oh. What kind of car was it?
It was there, like, one with glass that people can sit in and watch the scenery.
Okay.
And there's tables for groups just to play games.
But no reclining.
There's not an inch of reclining. So, like, again, some people were trying to lay across multiple chairs, weirdly. But yeah, I laid on the floor, nasty. Oh, I probably caught something.
So how was your anxiety through all that? I know you're kind of like, what I would be like, what the F is going on?
Yeah, it was more of I wanted to make sure I got all these students home. So I slept 1 hour, partly because I slept on the floor, but also because I was like, okay, as soon as we get onto the bus. So we're driving, or we're on the train with train finally, because what they had to do is take the car we were in. They had to leave that car there. Like the axle could move enough to
so they had to unhitch.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because that car that we were in was more in the middle. So they had to take that one with us and leave the two in the back. And then we had to go and then leave the one, the bad one, and then reattach. So that took an hour. So we're now 8 hours post when we're supposed to actually be leaving.
It's like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. And so we've been on the train for 5 hours. We have another 18 hours on the train. We get into Chicago way late. But in the meantime, I had called and arranged it so that they paid for a bus. But then the bus was over an hour late. And I'm like, are we ever going to get home? So finally, once we got on the bus, I slept 2.5 out of those 3 hours.
So you took a big, like a Greyhound bus from Chicago back to Grand Rapids?
Yep.
Okay.
And we got in at 6:15 in the morning. Nope. Yeah, 6:15 in the morning instead of the time that we were originally supposed to.
But the next day. Because you already.
Yeah, we were the next day.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you're already 8 hours behind.
Well, and some of that was layover. So, but yeah, we were supposed to be 10:30 Saturday night. We were 6:30
Monday morning.
Sunday morning.
Oh, so you weren't on the train for 18 hours then.
We are.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, no, we were supposed to get home. So, yes, we were on the train for we were on the train for a day.
Yeah.
And then we were on the bus for the other however many hours.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense because you said you left at.
Well, we left where? Where are you confused?
You said you got home at 6 a.m. Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, yes. And we left Friday. Friday night.
Oh, okay. I thought you had left.
And we actually left.
Oh, that's right. You said you were supposed to get home Saturday night at 10 p.m. Yes. Gotcha. Okay.
And we left camp at 10 o'clock.
In the morning.
Friday morning.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was almost 48 hours. We were almost gone for 48 hours straight.
Dude, I was worried about you. Like, I messaged you. You didn't check in. I was like, all right, I'm going to Natalie.
Yeah.
Then she didn't message me right away.
Oh,
that
day?
So yeah.
I ended up going to bed at 7. I didn't wake up until 3:30. Then that night I went to bed at 10:30. My head hit the pillow and I was out.
I was wondering if you were going to struggle.
7 hours later, boom, I was out. It was the weirdest day ever.
Yeah, I didn't message you much after I found out. Like, I let you alone. And you didn't talk to me much at all. And I'm fine with that. Yeah. Like, you're recovering.
I was not even aware. So even today, I was, like, at work trying to, like...
Oh, you work today?
Well, yeah, they're just saying things to wrap up. I had to make sure people got paid. Also, there's a budget year that ended, so I needed to make sure stuff was in the old budget year, all that weird stuff. But then as soon as that happened, like, I also got my haircut, so I waited around and did the show plan while I was waiting around. And I was like, okay, boom, I'll go home. And then I'm going to take off the rest of the week.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I just worked however many hours straight. But we made it. But it felt like a movie. Like, they could have made a movie out of
it. Yeah.
And it was interesting to see different people's personalities come out.
Yes, when stress happened.
Yes. I had one student, because he thought we were taking Greyhound home, and we're waiting for the bus. He goes, I've been tracking these, and their buses are right there. I was like, dude, we're not taking Greyhound. We're taking this. It's like, okay. But he was just pacing. Like, he could not stand still. I know the leader who had, like, had to try to get things done, which I get. But it was just like, and then other people would just ask all the questions. One student, I'd be like, I know you're trying to do good. You just can't ask me questions right now.
Okay.
Like, we're trying to figure things out. I have no answer for you.
Yeah.
Other than, I don't know.
Anyone get in trouble on the trip?
No.
No?
It was a good trip. It was a good trip overall.
No sex, no drugs?
Nothing that was caught, so you know.
Oh, hey.
I mean, you don't know it for sure ever, but no one got caught with that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So what is the goal of that trip? Are you, like, trying to convert? That was the wrong word. You know, bring people to Christ?
We're really just trying to create a cult.
Oh.
You know, like this movie? I want that made about me.
You know what? Once you watch that, you will not.
No, so it's really just, and even this year, like, I realize the things I didn't do. I've taught a lot of Bible to them, but I haven't taught them the story of Scripture. And so we went through all of Scripture. We didn't hit every passage, but
of course.
But we went from beginning to end of the major points and taught those stories so that they can read the Bible anywhere. It's really just for some, it's to meet Jesus for the first time. And for some, it's just that moment to be away and spend more time with Jesus.
Okay.
And for some, they probably went just because we were doing fun things in Colorado.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're around like-minded people and there's, you know, that's good influence.
Yeah. So, I mean, the whole goal, my goal is that people will encounter God and meet God however they need to, whatever that looks like for them in their life.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was my week
before
plus.
Speaking of sex, did you and Natalie have sex in Colorado?
We did not in Colorado.
Thank God. If you would have said yes, I was like, what is wrong with you? Cam was probably sleeping in the same room with you anyway.
No. So we have these accommodations there that are amazing. It is this house that we're in. It's new up there. The rest of the camp is older, a little more rustic, but they built this. It has 6 bedrooms.
Okay.
And 3 bathrooms. And it was just our family. So Natalie and I each had our own bedroom because they were like, full-size beds. Like,
oh, that ain't happening. Yeah.
And there may have been a queen, but even like we have a king at home. And so we're like, we have the chance that, and then Cam is on the opposite side of the house in his own bedroom, his own bath. And he enjoys, I mean, he has his own
area. So wait a minute. You didn't make him stay with the other kids? Don't they go to the same youth group?
Yeah, but like they're in high school. He's in middle school.
Oh, these are just high schoolers.
Yeah, these are high schoolers.
That would have been weird.
Yeah, and they involved him in things and did an awesome job. But he also, I mean, loved being able to stay in the castle up on the hill. Everything's on the hill there.
Well, I saw one picture and like there was like OSB board on the wall. I'm like, oh, maybe this made it a little rustic.
Yeah, that's not us. That was some of the students had the OSB board. Oh, that was chapel.
Yeah, it could have been like a game room or something. Yeah. Looked like you playing a little beer pong at one point.
Yeah, it's the best part. Play a little beer pong. Beer pong at church camp.
Yeah, I mean the Catholics drink, so.
Yeah, come on, Catholics. So speaking of sex, you guys talked about sex a lot last time.
Yes, we did.
And that's the most awkward this is the most awkward I've ever heard you on Threads. And probably not ever, because you and Ben had some awkward conversations, but it's one of those most awkward.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've not listened to all the episodes of Threads.
I haven't listened to every single one. No. I listened to a lot of them.
Probably majority, but
yeah,
some of them were, yeah. So just to set the stage, unless you want to set it.
Set the scene.
Basically, if you haven't listened to the last episode, please do. If you already listened to it again so we can get numbers. No, I'm just kidding. No, seriously. But no, so we talked about, my wife actually brought it up. She had talked to me earlier about it. And she's like, wouldn't it be funny if I brought it up? I'm like, you can bring it up. I don't care. And she did decide to bring it up, and which I was surprised about. And I mean, I gave her the green light, but the question was the frequency of sex in your marriage currently. Yeah. And so we talked about it, and I was shocked by Megan Dinesh's response. I think it was 2 to 3 times average a week.
So I listened back before I get into asking you questions, because I have some questions based on your response.
So before you do that, so basically that was the gist. How often do you have sex as a married couple?
Yeah. So you said now, and she said on average over our marriage. So I'm wondering.
I did miss that.
So I'm wondering if there is a difference of like, but yeah. So you seemed, were you shocked? Were you, okay, I was more shocked.
Shocked initially, and then I felt like I was being accused of not being a good lover.
By who?
By mostly Dinesh.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't think she actually did that. That was my interpretation of it, because I think the second I heard that much, and then she's like, yeah, you know, like she was all excited about, which I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
That's freaking amazing.
Yeah,
like,
that is.
I felt like not attacked, but just, if you literally listen to it, she did not attack me.
Yeah, not
but
at all.
That was all internalized.
Yes.
And so maybe that was where the awkwardness, and I was trying to pull myself out of my own awkwardness.
Yeah. So do you feel defensive about that? Do you feel like less of a man? Like, let's just dive into the uncomfortable. You're like, shit, why did I bring this up?
I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting man card talk. I try not to be this manly man. Like, I like the thought of it.
Yeah.
I like the thought of being a badass. I like the thought of that I would step in and beat the shit out of somebody that was hurting somebody. I like all that thought. But I can't say consciously I think that I'm less of a man, but I think subconsciously I think.
And that was maybe your reaction, because you felt like you were being attacked as a man.
And it felt like two women on the other side, and not that my wife was saying anything either, but it just, I felt, you obviously you could feel the awkward. I felt pressure from both of them.
Yes.
Like, why am I not having sex with my wife more? What am I doing wrong? Why? But so maybe it's a subconscious thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's your average?
Now it's like one to two times a week. When we were first married, it was like four or five times a week.
See, to me, there's a big gap between one to two. Like,
okay,
even though it's only one more time, I feel like twice a week is like Denef.
Okay.
And she said two to three. To me, the two to three jump isn't as big as the one to two jump.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's quite a bit of different times in a month. And again, like, I think a lot of mine has to do with being on steroids for so long with chronic hives. It's changing my...
You think it's made you more frisky?
Less.
Oh.
Because I'm not on it now.
Oh, okay.
Because it's messed with my testosterone levels, I'm sure, a ton.
Yeah.
But again, it depends on the week. Like, there's weeks where it's like, or a set of weeks where it's a ton.
Yeah.
Like, it's the two to three, and there's times where it's one or less. Just depends on the season.
Yeah, I mean... It's a struggle. Like, I really don't. If honestly, if you're having it four times a day, I'm like, dude, I'm not jealous. I'm like, dude, go. Like, sex is great.
Yep.
It is great. And honestly, when I'm in the midst of it, it's incredible. But I just don't have the drive, and it sucks.
Yep.
And about 3 years ago, I did get my testosterone checked, and it was fine.
Yeah.
So then, of course, what happens is my wife thinks it's her.
Mm.
So we've had to do a lot of work around that.
Yes.
You know, and so I don't know. It's
so you think, like, and not think, probably a lot of that just came flying forward in that one conversation.
Yeah. And I'm sure, if I didn't really look back at the video, I edited it. I actually uploaded it yesterday. I'm sure I was very flushed, but I didn't look back at it.
Yeah, I haven't watched the video, but I remember one of the Megans said, "Oh, Jason, you're turning red right now."
Oh, yeah, that was Megan Denef. I actually did say, I said, they wanted me to delete it because they actually felt bad.
Yeah.
Because they could see I was squirming, and it was fine. It's an uncomfortable conversation. It's not something a guy wants to talk about, like he doesn't want to have sex.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know what? I will listen to it. If I think it's too bad, I will cut it out. Yeah. And obviously it wasn't. I left it in.
Yeah.
Not for content, just because I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah. And it's the reality that probably more people are in than not.
Correct.
Especially now with the number of drugs people are on for just different things.
Yeah.
I can see a difference even in my body shape. Not just fat, but body shape when I would go on. So I've had, I think, four flare-ups of chronic hives. And for months at a time, I'd be on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then your body learns not to produce natural testosterone, and it changes itself. And then it's like, but then I think there's a whole side pressure. Like, it's like you're supposed to be wanting sex every moment of every day as a guy, and that's just not the reality with drugs.
I know, and I don't think it's the reality without drugs.
Yeah, especially
either.
At 45.
Yeah, 46.
46.
But I'm seriously, if you look up primes, our primes are 18 to 22.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, we could talk about how God, I think, has a funny sense of humor.
Ain't funny, though,
no,
bro.
No. I'm going to choose if I humor. So guy's sexual prime, right, is 20 to 25, let's say.
Yeah.
And for women, it's in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
What in the world? It's like, you want to see something funny? Boom.
Yeah, and you say it's funny, but it causes a lot of divorces.
It can, yeah.
I'll tell you something right now. Meg and I have worked hard on our relationship, and I think we're closer than we ever have. If we hadn't worked on it, it may have been an issue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All joking aside, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'd love to hear other people, you know, if they have that issue. I mean, I want to have more sex. It's just... I don't have the drive.
Yeah.
And it's weird. I hate it.
Yeah. But it's the drugs you're on.
It's part of it. I honestly think, so part of my story, which you love, and my journey, there, I'm not saying I was sexually abused, but there was some sexual things that happened when I was younger that got me into basically some porno early on.
Yep.
And I think I'm kind of glad I don't have a drive. I'm worried that I feel like I've talked about this. I don't know if I've talked about it to anybody. This is probably the first time, but I've thought about it, is that I wonder if God's like, you know what? We're just going to keep this at a low key. You know what I mean? Like, we're just, I mean, I don't know. Because I have that personality where, well, look at me in podcasting.
Yeah, you get obsessed.
I get obsessed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if God's just like, you know what? This is not in the cards for you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep you safe.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's God's fault that I don't have because the medicines don't help. But I just often wonder if that's it. I talked to my therapist about it.
Yeah.
But I often wonder if he's like, nah, not this time.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying I would cheat on Megan, but I mean, I'm telling you, I see a good looking woman. I look at her. I'm like, she's beautiful, but it's not like I'm like, I want to bone her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
okay. This again, if it's too far, you don't have to answer. Have you thought about using drugs for that?
So there are no drugs for libido.
Okay.
They're dick pills.
Okay.
Definitely have some of those, but that's not the problem. I don't have a problem getting a boner.
It's just you're not into
the drive. There's plenty of movies that you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like once, like she rubs her boobs across my chest or whatever. There's no problem.
Okay,
but I don't know of a drug for a libido.
Okay, I don't. I haven't looked into them.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone's out there that knows of one,
send them Jason's way.
Yeah.
But now you see it affecting your wife, and now she's not feeling desirable.
Correct.
Because she's also seeing, I mean, all of media would say guys are so driven, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. And if you have testosterone checked and it's not that, then she's like, it must be me.
Yeah. And my wife wants to have more sex. Yeah. I mean, it's not like she's like, you know, knocking down the door, but I mean, she would like more if it was available.
Yeah.
So we're working through it. I don't know. I thought the working out would help, but I also added a second medication right around when I started working out. So, I mean, I've lost some weight, not this last 4 days. Yeah. By the way, the last 4 days I've eaten like a child, like a child. I'm starting my first fast this week at 7 tonight. So I can eat at 11 tomorrow. Do not text me between 9 and 11 tomorrow because I'm going to run somebody off the road.
Should I show you a picture of me eating a nice juicy burger or something? So that reminds me of a meme. We're going off topic, but it reminds me of a meme of like, if you go on a road trip, buying food does not look somebody gave like a kid who was $700, you shouldn't be road tripping or something.
Right.
Like it should just look like you just snacked.
Well, honestly, if there was candy in this house, I would have ate it all.
It's gone.
Yesterday, I probably ate 30. What's up?
I was looking for the
Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, those.
You killed those.
Way
gone. You killed.
Oh, speaking of Tootsie Rolls, I screwed up on the calories on that. I thought it was 21 per serving. No, there was 21 servings in the bag, so it was only 10 per serving, and I was eating 21 each time for 110 calories. That whole thing, it was 2,500 calories. I ate it in like 3 days.
Yeah.
I ate like 30 popsicles, the push-up popsicles, just yesterday.
30?
30.
What?
30. I kept opening them and opening them and eating them and eating them and watching TV and eating them and eating them and eating them and eating them.
And now the push-ups, do you mean the ones that have the cardboard?
No. They're liquid when you buy them. Freeze pops?
Yes, freeze pops.
Yeah.
So did you see the way on TikTok on how you're able to open them with
scissors? I tried and it did not work. It just bended for me.
Natalie was able to do it. But
really?
Apparently the seam has to be up.
Like this?
Yeah.
Not flat? Like,
correct.
Ooh, I will try it the
other
way.
Because apparently then that's their pressure point.
Interesting. That's actually a good tip.
But kind of going back, I just want to wrap this up real quick. Do you think it makes it worse for couples because people don't talk about it?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife would never, I shouldn't say never. I know her pretty well, but like how many women or men go off and fuck around because their wives aren't wanting it to have sex. I mean, usually that's the story you hear. Wife doesn't want to have sex, you know, postpartum depression, whatever it is, guy goes off and cheats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead, let's have a conversation about it. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, so many more marriages in relationship, not even marriages. I mean, you can be in a long-term relationship would be saved just by talking more.
And people saying that it's common for them. Because I know you know, when Megan said 2 to 3, you were like blown away.
Yeah, I was. I was shocked.
But I mean, like, even that is not like an every single day thing, which people can get in their minds. And
yeah, you think about that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I don't know. I think relationships are hard, so hard. I mean, one thing too, as we're wrapping up too, as we're definitely at time, you know, Megan and I have conversation about sex pretty openly too.
Yeah.
Like, that's another thing that's super important. You know, the one thing we don't talk about, what do you think it is?
I don't know.
Out of everything, me.
Money?
Well, yeah. Less than money.
Okay.
Faith.
Okay, yep.
We don't talk about our faith journeys.
That's pretty common in marriages.
I know, and it's terrible.
I think my first time on here, I mentioned that the most weird thing, and Natalie's going to hate that I say this, is praying with just Natalie.
Yeah.
It's the hardest thing.
I mean, I don't even pray out loud.
And like, I pray for a whole living. I mean, not that, like... But, like, I pray all the time in public.
And it's weird.
It's weird when it's just Natalie.
I mean, we'd rather talk about sex and money than faith, which is a story for another day.
That's a whole other topic.
So, I appreciate you. I appreciate your Colorado trip. I appreciate the love that you give those kids. It's a lot of work. I know you and I had a conversation before you left, and I gave you shit. You know, it's always been a struggle with me with blue collar and white collar jobs. Like,
it's Ben, so different.
Ben was a white collar, and I sometimes hated it. When it comes gig time, then I'm fine. I love it, even though it's not a white collar. I mean, it kind of is a white collar job. I mean, because you're really not doing anything, but I love the flexibility. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. But when I'm doing the W-2 and whatever, and I'm like, you take another day off? I give Mike a hard time, and he's like, yeah, I'll be working 17 hours. I'm like, oh yeah, in Colorado. And then he tells me this hellish story on the way home. I'm like, yeah, I've had 3 hours of sleep in the last 2 days, and I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your hard work with those kids, because it's hard. So. It's hard raising your own kids, and it's hard raising other people's kids because you're a big influence on them. So any final thoughts as I feel like we could talk more about the sex life thing. Like I feel like we could go down some different more alleys, but it was good to like kind of talk about it a little bit just from a guy's perspective.
And maybe not be as awkward about it this time. And no, but I think more was you were defensive. And once people get defensive, it becomes awkward.
Yeah. And I was, again, I was in the moment, I felt attacked by both of them.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that. You can listen back and they did not attack me.
But again, your perception is so reality in that.
Oh, in that moment, for sure. So... if you guys like this and want more of it, we would love for you to support us on Patreon. If you go to Threat
Show in general, not just sex talk.
Yeah, you can. We can.
You didn't transition that very well.
Yeah, like, we do.
Hey, if you want more of sex talk,
if you want more sex, go to onlyfans.com/threadspodcast. That's onlyfans.com. No, patreon.com/threadspodcast. We'd love for you to sign up. There's a couple of different tiers to get certain different perks. Also, the newsletter that has actually free content in it that we don't share anywhere else. And then, of course, you can just share the show in general, like it, talk to us, email us, and always keep the faith, do your work, and live life unfiltered.
Peace.
This podcast is produced and edited by Hey Guys Media Group. Want to start a podcast? Check out heyguysmediagroup.com.